welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here at the 82nd Annual North Dakota Winter Show. And guess who came by? From Jamestown, Joe Cole joins us from Monty's. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Mick. How's it going today?
Pretty good. The sun is shining. The wind is down. Not much, as much wind chill as yesterday. So attitudes are pretty good here at the Winter Show.
Yes, they are. Everyone's walking around with a big smile on their face.
Indeed. All right, one of these days, the snow will be gone, and we'll get back out there and probably start where we left off last fall, which was we didn't get much done last fall, right?
Yeah, that was a big thing. A lot of guys didn't get their soil samples pulled, so they don't know what's going on. So I really stress pulling your soil samples this spring so we know what's going on for your fertility going into 2019.
As the soil temperatures warm up, farmers monitor soil temperature as much as the, you know, everybody else monitors air temperature. So what is a good soil temperature to start doing things for soil health and nutrients?
Corn needs 50 degrees soil temperature to get going. Wheat needs a little less. Soybeans need a little more. But just pay attention to soil temperature and soil conditions when you're going to go out and do something. It doesn't pay to mud anything in. You're just going to compound your issues. So just be patient, wait. I know it's not fun, but sometimes it's smarter to do the right thing than try to correct problems because that's more money spent where you didn't need to.
How about, though, the with the Monty's, you know, your liquid carbon, some of the other things that get the biology going in the soil, at what temperature can we start doing something like that?
As long as the ground's not frozen, we can get going. We are working on a multi-year study to see where guys have used liquid carbon multiple years in the field. And we'll be on year two, and last year we saw a pretty consistent 1 degree temperature swing where they use liquid carbon for more than 1 year versus where there's been no liquid carbon. So that one temperature degree difference could be a big thing for us.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what's going on there? Or is there more biology in the soil, more residue breakdown, or what's happening?
Your microbes are getting going a lot faster, starting to break down stuff, and they just speed up a lot faster because your microbial activity is really getting going at 50 degrees. It starts picking up at 42, 48 degrees, but once it hits that 50, it's really rocking and rolling. So getting that speeding up faster, it's going to break down your residue and you break down your dry fertilizer as well.
On a sunny day here, it's good to think about one of these days we're going to be out there turning wheels, driving back and forth. But like you said, wait until the soil is in good shape.
Yeah, that's a big thing. A lot of guys get in a hurry, mudded in, then you got a lot of issues. Your plant's not taking up nutrients, you got compaction, and then you're fighting that all year, and it's just not a good plan. So it's better to wait, start off right, you know, maximize your yield potential from when you put the seed in the ground, not trying to manage what you already lost.
Last week in Orlando, we talked with the folks from Monty's and Chris Weaver, who joined us in Jamestown. He's also very excited about this new product called Midnight.
Yes, that's a new product. It's a foliar product. It's time sensitive on when we want to apply it. If you have any more questions about it, give me a call. But I'm really excited for 2019 playing with this product.
Yeah, it is. Makes the plant think the sun is shining all day. That sounds kind of magical.
Yeah, that's basically what it does. There's a little more to it, but they've been playing around with it other areas, United States, and seeing awesome yield responses. So we get our hands on it this year, and it's one of the products I'm most excited about we released for 2019.
Yeah. All right, last year it was Hey Now, this year it's Midnight, so Monty's keeps moving forward.
Yes, we do, and we also got Noxin that's on the Extend and the Enlist label. Not many products are on those labels, and we are. So if you're using those technologies, give me a call.
All right. What's the number, Joe?
701-205-5486.
All right, around the Jamestown area, how deep is the snow?
Some places there's not much snow, and other places it's feet deep. Just depends where the wind blew it.
Yeah, it's all piled up there, but all the ditches are full. It's going to take a while to get through this spring.
Yeah, everything's full, so we'll have to wait a little longer for it to melt and we can get going.
I thought March Madness applied just to basketball. Now it's the weather around here this winter. Huh?
Yeah, Mick, I think it's your fault for all the bad weather, but we'll see.
This is like being at home. Everything's my fault. And I found out that life is simpler that way. Yeah, it is my fault. Yeah, although I'm not in production, I'm in marketing. I got to sell this forecast this winter, and it's been a challenge. So, hey, Joe, great to see you.
Thanks, Mick, for the opportunity to come on.
You bet. What brought you to the winter show today?
I just met with a couple farmers, walking around, seeing what's going on, and just have fun.
Wednesday at the 82nd Annual North Dakota Winter Show. If Joe found it interesting, you can too. So come on down.